Welcome to The Good We Can, a podcast from Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. Today I'll be reading a Bible passage and sharing a brief devotion from the Upper Room publication called Disciplines. And we turn to Paul's letter to the Philippians, chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. I'll be reading from the Common English Bible translation. In your relationships with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to his own advantage. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Now for a devotion on this Bible passage, written by Karen Oliveto, Bishop of the Mountain Sky Conference of the United Methodist Church, and author of numerous books, including Together at the Table, Diversity Without Division in the United Methodist Church, Westminster John Knox Press, 2018. Karen writes, Paul sought to unite the church at Philippi by reminding them of what Jesus modeled. Instead of wielding his power to force people to get along, Jesus pointed beyond himself to God's goodness and grace by emptying himself and becoming like a servant. Imagine what could happen in a world where Jesus' followers did the same. I will never forget a time I spoke to the students in a seminary class about how much I love parish ministry. The professor said, "I couldn't stand to be a parish minister. I don't care what color the drapes are." The professor's underlying assumption was that churches get caught up in arguing over the little things. Small disagreements snowball into grudge-filled camps that divide the congregation. We stop living humbly as followers of Jesus, and instead puff ourselves up and push to get our way. I don't care what color the drapes are either, but I care passionately about how we decide on the color of the drapes. It matters how we enter into disagreements. Are we willing to acknowledge humbly that we might not have the right answer? Will we listen to all sides and let them inform our own thoughts? Can we talk not as opponents, but as fellow Christians seeking the best for our community? Something changes when we seek to have the mind that was in Christ. We recognize that other viewpoints are as worthy as our own. We listen more and talk less. We learn when to lead and when to be led. We seek to ground all our actions in an expression of grace and love. When we share the mind of Christ, love and grace become contagious. Others see a community that is welcoming, creative, and open. We all then grow more fully into the likeness of Christ. God of grace, help me live as one who has the mind of Christ. May my words and actions reflect Jesus' humility. Amen. We pray this ministry of the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is a blessing to you each week. We'd love to hear from you in the comments or with a thumbs up. And to receive notifications of upcoming episodes or see them in your feed, you can subscribe on the Podbean app or follow us on Facebook. And we hope you'll share this podcast with someone who might be blessed by these weekly devotions. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. For more information about our ministries, as well as weekend worship times, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.